the Big 80s Red Zone.
Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Totally righteous Big 80s hits.
Throw a pitfall noise in the middle of your fucking radio thing. Fuck it. So my Switch shipped, or I guess it has a tracking number. I guess that's the difference, but it's not in the UPS system yet, but Best Buy says it's basically out the door. I was hoping it would show up today. They were, you know, a lot of people that had pre-ordered from them said that it was just showing, like, get it by Thursday, which is what it said for me too, but nope. I guess today I'm going to test out all the firmware update stuff. And I guess I'm going to link my account. I mean, I have to buy some games for the stream we're going to do tomorrow. And I can't really wait for my own Switch to show up and then start that download. I kind of want to get going on it, so... I guess I'll turn my local account on the Switch into my online account, and then I read a few things that made it seem like you would be able to move your account from one Switch to the other, so hopefully that's true. Fuck, I don't know. I guess I don't care. It's like, oh yeah, Nintendo's online service. Like, oh yeah, no, that's... If my good name ends up getting locked to the office Switch, like, I'm not going to throw a fucking fit. It's my good friend code. But yeah, you should be able to move your purchases from one over to the other. The one thing I did read is that you were only allowed to have your account on one at a time, but that was something that you would be able to do yourself. So... I guess we'll find out. Hopefully the games are up for sale today so I can get them downloaded and stuff. I've got Just Dance, Bomberman, 1-2 Switch, and Zelda. Zelda. So I think the only game we're not going to be able to really show is Skylanders, because that's not going to have a digital version. Because it needs the portal and all that other stuff, and I'm not gonna go spend money on a Skylanders game. Well, I'm pretty sure the embargo is up on this bit of information. Super Bomberman R is a bad fucking game. Surprise, surprise. How do I feel about it? Yeah, you know, I don't know. The thing I said to the BBC guy this morning was, that I was surprised that it had kind of, that the whole story had kind of taken on this life of its own, and then immediately, like, I should not have been surprised this at all, that this is the sort of thing that everyone is picking up on. Yeah, I don't know. That, like, people on YouTube will do. That there will be, like, here, you try it. Oh, it's terrible. Now you try it. Oh, God, it's over. You know, like, reaction videos to the taste of the cartridge. I figured that would definitely be a thing. But I did not see it becoming a mainstream news story in any way. Well, if I'd been a little more on the ball or focused on that part of the site or whatever, I guess I would have written up a news story myself for people to link to or something, but whatever. The one positive I think that we can all agree on is that, there are like fanboys that are just like furious about the very idea that this is a news story. Like, why would a grown man blah 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 blah? And I mean, fuck them. So this can only be a good thing if it's got them up in arms. So whatever.
First and foremost, like, Bleak was very cool with my brother, you know what I'm saying, my older brother, whatever, he was cool with him. And then, you know, I was just like, you know, I think a lot of times when you go to some of these offices, right, and you sit with these people, and you learn and understand as they're talking to you, it's like, they don't really care, you know what I'm saying, they don't really care about you, your well-being, nothing. You know, it's all about, like, right now, because if you don't have the record, then it's like, discard you, you'll be the garbage tomorrow, you know what I mean? It won't even matter, you know what I'm saying? So me going in, understanding that, and, you know, and watching other people, and then also...
Feels like a system built around compromises instead of a system without compromise. You know, and you're gonna get that more often than not, right? I mean, they're trying to do so much with it. And I think it's laudable in a sense, you know, like they're trying to fucking have that thing do, you know, double, triple, quadruple duty as console, handheld, motion controls, regular controls. Like, they're so all over the place with that thing. And that's cool. But none of it's great, you know? Like no aspect of it, you know? Feels... like, you feel it at every corner. Or not at every corner, but, you know, like in every mode. You go like, oh, well, this doesn't seem quite right. Like, this is, you know, technical stuff around the edges of Zelda and stuff like that. Where it's like, the frame rate just kind of drops for, like, seemingly no reason when you're running around outside. Like, that's not great. It sounds like by every account that game is incredible. So, like, whatever about the frame rate. Like, that's a bummer, but hardly the end of the world. It's maybe one of the rare cases where, like, the reviews for a game actually get me to kind of go back to something and play more of it. Because I didn't necessarily love my time with it so far. Play about 5-6 hours of it or something. I just kind of wasn't really seeing it. It's just like, you know, I don't know. This early plateau area is not, I don't know. Like, there's just large areas where you're not really doing anything. I guess that's my thing with that game from the time I played with it. Is like, there's a lot of nothing between things. And I don't know. It just... felt like a lot of busy work and meter management and all this other stuff with, like, stamina this, and I gotta cook this recipe so I can get up here and do this, and, you know, like, I didn't necessarily appreciate the whole, like, I've gotta set up all these recipes. The same reason, like, when playing D&D, like, fuck spell components. Like, we gotta prepare these spells every day. It's like, just let me do the things I can do. And they actually do that with the runes and stuff, the powers you have, the bombs, and, like, you know, you're never going to go collect bombs in that game. It just operates on a timer, which is cool. Yeah. I don't know. There's really some very neat stuff about it, but I don't know. I was not really feeling it so far. I'll check out a little more. But I know now that I probably don't want to start over. It'd go a lot faster now that I know where stuff is and all that. But I kind of don't like the early parts of that game very much. So, yeah. A fire over here?
You have a new song out, Story to Tell. I was listening to it, and
you know, this shirt, I got it. And then pull it out of her, you know what I'm saying? To give you.
I hope Snipperclips is up. I would like to purchase and download Snipperclips.
saying? So now, you know what I mean? So that's where that comes from.
That's very real.
Okay, so the, I want to go through these lyrics.
Right.
It says it made my heart cold.
Right.
I guess I'm not getting my Pro controller from Amazon until Monday, last time I looked at that shipping information. Which would be a bummer, except there's one in the office, and I don't think anyone else is going to want to use any of that stuff, so... So I kind of just have at it. Woman in the car behind me is like angry, like talking with her hands stuff, so her live stream must be going poorly back there. Probably some Mixler issues or something.
For more music, Facebook.com. Visit us at Facebook.com/TheDiscoFries. Facebook.com/TheDiscoFries.
Tiesto's Club Life Radio. SiriusXM.
I try to laugh about it, hiding the tears in my eyes. Just still available on demand via the SiriusXM app on your phone. Later today, we look forward to another awesome session. This time, it'll be Saint Motel, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Before we get to that, though, we'll have advanced placement at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific.
Saturday and Sunday with the best in Western sports. Rural Radio, Sirius XM, channel 147.
It's the Market Day Report Thursday edition. Meteorologist Jim Ross with you. The brand new drought monitor, the U.S. drought monitor, just released today, and it shows some changes. The northeastern United States, some weekend rainfalls have helped a little bit. It's going in the right direction. The southeastern United States, some sporadic rainfall in the past week, but it is not going in the right direction. In fact, it's in many cases, it's going the wrong direction. So, and the South Plains, it's just been hot, it's been dusty, it's been windy, and just really not enough rainfall. So this entire area of the country is heading south as far as the drought index is concerned. We hope we can find some helpful rains.
Heading south. Talking about the south, heading south.
Several years up until a couple months ago.
Find different words. Speak clearly, sir.
Santa Barbara and Ventura counties, which have been kind of reluctant to fill, are finally rising, they say. And most underground wells in the San Joaquin Valley are now recharging. Those are the well types that are not confined wells, the ones that recharge by seepage from above. Happy to hear that. All severe and extreme drought designations, all of them statewide, have now been removed. Fantastic news for California. Back up into the prairie,
right.
Southwest Canada, very quiet day, even to the west, back in the Rockies.
Maybe I'll water my lawn this summer.
Pacific Northwest is getting juicier every hour as this first wave comes in. There'll be another one coming in the next couple of days. And over the course of the next several days, going to get a lot of rain across Pacific Northwest and snow in the higher elevations. One more day of sunshine before the action starts. Northern California, California and the southern sections, at least one more day. This next wave coming in may never affect Southern California.
What?
Tell you the truth.
Fuck.
Past 6 hours, we've seen leftovers from yesterday's
rain. Try and go out this weekend.
East Coast, not turning into snow over much of New England as that low.
And fresh. Right in front of you. You can see them cooking it and cutting it right in front of you.
And it looks like chicken and steak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a rubber piece of chicken.
I mean, it might not be like the organic or whatever,
yeah.
But it's like still, it's
you're right. I used to hate on them, but it's
it's
healthy.
Even in Subway, and they have those little they have the little plastic shitty bits.
Even El Pollo Loco.
El Pollo Loco has the fresh chicken.
It's not bad. Yeah, they got the rotisserie going on. Thank you, Eric.
And we wish Godspeed to Greg Allman, who's still recovering. We're looking for him to get back on the road sometime between now and summer, if all goes well. It's Classic Vinyl from SiriusXM. Earl Bailey, your presenter, bringing on Elton John from our concert collection of Classic Vinyl. Listen, after Mott the Hoople from the cover collection doing a David Bowie song. David had the song and he gave it to Mott the Hoople to do because he loved the band so much. And he also sings backup on the album, and he produced the album. Listen for David in the background with Mott the Hoople on All the Young Dudes.
I'm I put my girl in a brand new diamond necklace. She said she need more of my love and affection. Lately I've been working harder than ever. She said,
Adam, I was like, it was funny. I was like, poor Eternal, he's still adjusting to this morning drive show, you know? It's okay.
844-681-Q102. Fudge in Richmond, where'd you fall asleep?
Fudge fell asleep at the lobby in Motel 6. I was on the little ottoman.
You didn't make it to the room?
And I woke up by like three police officers asking me where was my room.
They called the cops?
That's California.
Motel 6 called the cops and Fudge, man.
Were you staying at the hotel?
Yes.
Where was your
key? My girlfriend left me at the, in the lobby.
That's messed up.
In the room and went to sleep after I rented it.
Fudge, thanks for the call. Appreciate you, man. And Q102.
Damn, Fudge. Damn. Trying to play music on my phone. Apparently that's just, it's just too much this morning. Cool. try again. Try the phone again. What do we got? There we go.
In the deep and dark bowels of the underworld, order must be maintained. Without a strict and unforgiving chain of command, chaos is inevitable.
Yeah. been on what I call my flight.
Here, give me a bluesy. You got a bluesy thing here, Paul?
Put it on the glass. Do you want it slow? Do you got a friend? Can she come with? Hit her with the deep brush. Chop it to your ass butt. Your bitch bend over. Let me look at that. Like a thief who got caught. I made her put that back. Cause you bought that light.
Boy, I'm about that light.
Told the bitch make you wobble. I'ma break your back. And I'ma wake it up and shake so you can take your nap. You ain't bought that light.
Paranoid every night.
you're bringing me down.
CB4 in the motherfucking house.
Yeah, Gusto's in the motherfucking house with my man Dead Mike. We breaking motherfuckers off 24/7. So check this shit out.
Hello, Gusto. What's up?
Stuck here in traffic. It looks like the list is Zelda, 1-2 Switch, Snipper Clips, Shovel Knight. There are two entries, Shovel Knight, Spectre of Torment, and Shovel Knight, Treasure Trove. Just Dance, Super Bomberman, I Am Setsuna, Fast Remix. The Nintendo Switch Parental Controls mobile app. Huh. Apparently this mobile app will, deliver push notifications when someone uses this, like, you know, if you want to set that up, if you got kids or whatever. Monthly play summaries and remote accessibility. I wonder what that even means. I feel like if you were a kid that wanted to play a bunch of video games and not go... Well, maybe it's stored on the system side, I guess, too. But I was going to say, just fucking turn on airplane mode.
Yeah.
construction dude here just lackadaisically shooting water into this hole in the street with a garden hose. Like, real laid back about it. Just, another few feet, and it'll be official. Just like one more car length, a little less, actually. There we go. Okay, okay. There we go. Fuck, finally.
wrong with that shit. Alright, bring that face up a little bit. Check out. That's what's up.
Up and catch me. Lexus of Concord reached out and touched me. Some of you whole fake ass niggas like Crosby, messy. I know some people like intelligent women that's sexy. 40 back in black, acting black and black. I don't be barking, no even high capping. You better watch me. Watch I'm me. Coming 7, 95, 96, 97.
97?
30 or 6 custodian. Special shot to catch with Elvis O's and opium. About the town, the Valley Joe. Just like a Democratic, I'm on the pole. Bluff the bumble, you good shit, ain't no punk out. Pedestrian stumble, sound like a gorilla trying to get him out the trunk out. Continue striking it, liking it. The Dominican ass, set the bus stop, and tracking it. Ever in Yankee, and I'm feeling bogus when it comes to spin. I'm ferocious. Lavish with it, cabbages, savages. Hanging out with my son, moving on savages. All day, what he say, she say, bitch, that way, keep it going, get out, don't stop, shaking bacon soda, arms are rocking, 36 steps on the triple beams, damn, burn the duct tape, look at all the damn, rip up your door, your extra citrus, filling your game like a specialist, true side, your zombie, the seven, the second, then you're not click, cause watch what you know, I'm the second, in the morning, moment, cause you're making the I'm crushing through my balls. I'm in my drawers, running from the canine cocaine sniffing dogs. Some niggas hate me, some niggas love me. Some niggas shake my paw, some niggas love me. I see you tweaking, I see you geeking. Your booch is with me, why you sleeping? A motherfucking gotta be flash burning on the front of a bastard. Bastard, I hope protect this shit won't work. That bastard won't just stress at you. Let them know, Grapponio, Zodiac, Zion, Scorpio. See them be the soldier, NLLJO. Never show this to your money. Never leave your crib without your pepper. I'm trying to get rich. Open up shop, cotton candy, a licorice. Cash is stash is decimus. We made it at the million and that's a plus. Don't get it twisted, man. Don't try to find me. Might be in Switzerland or Hawaii. One, two, three, four. There's new shoes scrapping. Hold on. Crack blackjack and kill. Strike sideways and way out. Ball cap, I no smile.
Start laughing, but they all got knocked out quick just for asking. Where you from, homie? Where you from? Where you from?
like this. In LA, you get hit up every day. The homie had to come up with something different to say. He like, no matter what I say, they gon' always wanna fight. I'd rather get into it over something that I like. And the one thing I love in this world above all is the teriyaki burger that they make at Okie Dog. All he needed was a cause that he could get behind. He was always down to squad cause he won every time. Ever since we was little, he could fight very well. Seen him with a grown man and we was only 12. Kept to himself unless they bothered him first. But like I was at the top of his verse, he busted up his hand on a bitch nigga's head. All because he walked up to my homeboy and said, where you from, homie? Less than the gladiator. If you kill a nigga, then his homies gon' get at you later. You square up, what's up, Musa? Might even save the day like a John with a spoon, son. Homies almost out after 8 to 10 years, but I'ma say something that he might hate to hear. Look, now that I'm a grown man, 30-something years, and I'm out here trying to throw hands, it's green light for me to blast a motherfucker. So you better think twice before you ask a motherfucker. Where you from, homie?
Still in the tunnel. Still in the tunnel. There we go. Now we're moving. Let's keep it up. Let's just fucking go. 718 life, you go like this. Word to the love of a rope chain that grew up in New Cuban, linked to a smoke range. We grew up to get into it, wanted it how they showed it, but grew up kind of fast by wondering how they loaded. Product of the 80s, 95 Navy, Empire Roller Rank was out here trying to raise it. Straight up out the cake, my friends get at the grip, and the dream was to stick up the stickers like Matty Rich. Superhero Louis Jakes when they get to the park, and the fiends to try and cop off of benefit cards. From a two-pan home, courtesy of two apartments, we're both with the ones with the most heart of the heartless. So therefore, I don't make music for Vader. I make mine for the guys that grew up how I came up. And throw the same answer if you ever gotta look to me. Tell them when to lose, baby, everything's 4th Street. Yeah. Products at Albee Square Mall, baby. Same era forever, we want it all, baby. Yeah. Busy running the globe, might travel around the world, but we always rep home. I'm a product of the borough, really do that work, really do that dirt, shoot through your skirt. 40 Smith on me, big homie, with them hurts. East side all the time, homie, know your turf. I'm no generic Coney Island out the Williamsburg, and everything in between that nigga, I kill the swerve. Going tax, paying sack, and show the 50 belt. Your bitch on me like living links, you can be well. I know that ignorant shit you like. I'm on that ignorant shit you need. Run through your door with the phone, like get on your knees. You know what's up, we came from keys. Nigga, please, these things is gain a murder mileage. Living proof of truth, see how I burn from balance. Smarted up, got aggressive, I had to work my talent. The group of projects, I know you heard about it. Yeah. Products at Albee Square Mall, baby. Same era forever, we want it all, baby. Yeah, we've been busy running the globe. Might travel around the world, but we always rep home. Posted on the corner with my men's shoe. Good hoodies, coat sagging over 10 boots. Gold chain to swing, the whole hang to hang. That click, clack, and bang, that's what we into. Hollering at the joints as they walk past. Trying to bag, yo, shorty got a fat ass. Get the number, hit the Kimball, get the humper.
you don't fuck with your baby mother. Your baby mother came home from a bed, right back to selling crack, you can't get him a gig. Your mom's just stressed out, your pops done left out, and your grandmother, you're stuck with raising your kids. Just the life in the borough, kinda trifle, we thorough. Got vices and flowing, but fuck dying to zero. I'ma get it while I'm grieving, and even by breaking even, I win. Just pray God know the reason I said, yeah. Products at Albee Square Mall, baby. Same era forever, we want it all, baby.
I got an email from Nintendo that has download codes for Snipper Clips and some other stuff in it, and they left changes on. So it just is like, hi, name TBD, struck through, Jeff.
Wrist, wrist. fist. Wrist, 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 wrist. Never had to whip a brick, but I get the gist.
Guy was trying to get cute with his sign, and he was trying to throw it in the air and flip it from slow to stop, so of course he dropped it, and then I had no idea what to fucking do. Alright, I'm here. I'm gonna go. I was about to say have a good Friday, but shit, it's so not Friday. Alright, everybody have a good day. I'm gonna go update the firmware on that thing and start downloading games.